Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Buffalo mayoral candidate Sean Ryan is on the WBEN live line. Sean, thanks for joining us. Does it seem
good morning,
like
Susan? How are you this morning?
Good, very good. Does it seem like the election is just over 6 weeks away? I mean, for a lot of us, it doesn't have the feel of a regular campaign season. What's it like for you?
Yeah. Well, certainly the primary had a lot more candidates, a lot more action in it. But I'm out there in the community. I've been going to events almost every night of the week. I assume as we get closer to the election, people will hear more from the candidates.
I want to ask you about crime. We keep hearing that crime is down, yet there have been a lot of burglaries at homes, in businesses that have been in the news lately. And when people don't feel safe, they leave. What is your plan to address public safety?
Well, crime's a tricky thing, right? So all the major crimes are down, which is something we should applaud the Buffalo Police Department for their great work on. But at the same time, quality of life crimes have remained stubbornly high. So we need to make sure we put a focus on that and a renewed effort to both prevention and to solving the quality of life crimes. You know, you're seeing a new phenomena of people being able to start someone's car, you know, with a transponder from the street, where if their key fob is inside their house, that they're able to start their car remotely. So that's a new problem that law enforcement is grapples with, but nothing touches a citizen more than waking up and having their car not where it's supposed to be.
The Kensington Expressway, the state DOT hit the reset button last week. What do you want to happen there? I mean, filling it in is still on the table.
We need to look at Kensington and Skajakwita, honestly, and realize they're both the same roadway. They just are called different numbers at some point. So you're not going to be able to fix west of, Canisius College without fixing east of Canisius College. So got to look at both those roadways together. They pour into one another. But the good thing is there will be a reset on this, and every option will be run down and to figure out what works and what doesn't. But the disappointing thing, Susan, on all these big projects that have been stalled are, they're going to take a long time to get back going again. But under my leadership in City Hall, the city will have the head of the table seat for trying to figure these projects out. For far too long, City Hall did not play a leadership role in these major projects, be it the 33, the Skyway, the 198. And as a result of it, the projects never got off the ground.
Is the $1 billion still there? I mean, I thought I remember Governor Hochul saying last year, it's either a tunnel or the money's gone.
Yeah, she didn't, that was just a conversation piece, but she's committed to maintaining the money that's there for the 33, the $100 million that's there for the Skajakwita. She's not going to punitively take those away from Buffalo, but we've got to come together and make up, do rational, logical planning. But I'm going to be the mayor that gets things done. build up political capital, throughout the race. But I intend to use it to improve the city. Part of the solution is more work closely with all our levels of government. But we can't be in the back seat, Susan. We got to be in the driver's seat on these things.
Talking with Sean Ryan this morning on WBEN, I want to ask also about the bond battle in the city. There's been a standoff between Mayor Scanlon and the comptroller. In fact, it's in there's a court hearing about it this morning. Over $110 million in bonds. She has agreed to part of this. But do you think that the comptroller should be deciding what gets bonded and what doesn't after the council approved it?
It's a bit of a tricky issue. The courts will decide it. Hopefully, it'll be all resolved before I get into office. But one thing I do know, Susan, is for far too long, the city hasn't bonded enough. By ignoring problems and not spending money to fix it, the problems don't go away. You just have to borrow more down the road. So the city of Buffalo has been on a debt diet for over a decade. But all that does is make it so you have to pay later. So, there's no such thing as getting away with not putting a roof on a major building. You can put it off and you can put it off, but by the time you do it, it's going to cost you more money. And that's where the city finds itself now. They were under bonded year after year after year. And hopefully this lawsuit will clear up who in the city has the authority to set the amount to be bonded.
The Buffalo Grand Hotel remains vacant. It's closed. It has been since a 2022 fire. The city has talked about taking ownership, but has failed to do so. Harry Stinson, the owner, still trying to finance a reopening. As mayor, what would you do with this?
Prevention is the way to think of these things. Whether it's the Amenaise or the former Adams Mark, can't let those buildings sit and decay and just hope something good is going to happen out of them. You have to be in an assertive position as the mayor of City of Buffalo.
And so as the mayor, would you move in right after taking office and take ownership?
You got to look at whether it's eminent domain is the best thing to do, whether it's a lawsuit, whether it's a receivership program. But what I intend to do, Susan, is to stop the next Adams Mark or the next Amenaise before it gets this far. You see it all over Buffalo with vacant buildings. There's a big vacant building on Elmwood and Lexington right now. The city just sort of sits back and lets these things happen and hope they'd sort themselves out. But you got to play a really assertive role in these.
Well, Sean, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning.
Always good to talk to you, Susan.
That's Sean Ryan, a Democrat running for Buffalo mayor. 6 weeks from tomorrow is the election.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.